Patrick Donnelly leans over a work sink and painstakingly uses a small wire brush to clean a tiny piece of semi-porcelain shard from a saucer.
So this, I might actually take a razor blade and get as much of the buildup down so that hopefully we will have more of this that we can piece together.
Donnelly has dug up thousands of items from a Louisville City dump that opened in the 1870s in the Germantown neighborhood.
Some of it cleans really easily. Some of it is, I picked a real stubborn one.
When the dump closed in 1920, a neighborhood saloon owner built a storage building over it. The dump and all its trash disappeared from sight. When Donnelly bought the building in 1995, he had no idea what was underneath it.
Good.
Then, 6 years ago, a groundhog, he later named Phyllis, began digging in the storage building's basement.
I started looking at it, and there were a couple beer bottles. And I'm like, okay, well, that's just construction trash. You know, they drank when they built the building. But then there was a medicine bottle, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then there were some doll parts and some broken plates and a piece of stoneware and lots of broken glass. And
Donnelly realized he was uncovering the history of the families who lived and worked in that area more than a century ago. It became his passion and full-time job. During COVID, Donnelly remembers he was isolated, like many people.
It was just me and a groundhog digging, and I was posting on social media. And developed a huge following on Instagram that became global because I connected with the phenomenon mudlarking. And suddenly I had followers in England who were amazed by what I was digging out of the, underneath the floor of my basement. And then I have followers in Russia, in Germany, in Japan.
Donnelly organized and documented everything he discovered. High-end china pieces from all over the world. Hundreds of small ink bottles. Handmade medicine bottles, century-old stoneware, holy water fonts, and toys like doll faces made of bisque, a type of porcelain.
It is a little spooky seeing these eyes, faces staring back at us.
Those are glass eyeballs. These eyeballs right here in the very center go inside this head. And that head fits on this torso, and those are the legs, and I may have the arms. I didn't.
In archaeological circles, Donnelly became known as the Groundhog Guy. The assistant director of the Kentucky Archaeological Survey lives just a few blocks away from the excavation site. Jay Stottman has high praise for Donnelly.
So I walked through the door and I was blown away about what I saw. All these objects being meticulously pieced back together. And I was just blown away because this is exactly the kind of time period that I study. All I can think about was like, wow, the information that's here that could be used by archaeologists and researchers.
Donnelly wants to turn the building and his collection into a museum called the Mary Street Midden Project. Midden is an archaeological term for a pile of trash. As for Phyllis, the groundhog, well, she disappeared, but is not forgotten.
It's not a vanity project in any way. This is not about me, and it never has been. It's really about Phyllis, and it's about the history and these objects and the stories that they tell, the people who made them, the people who used them. And hopefully it's going to be about you, the people who discover them through what we create, and that you'll learn something and take something valuable away.
Off the beaten path, digging into history at the Mary Street Midden Project in Louisville. I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.